you know, I talked to my church leaders. They were great. See, they were great. I was very cautious and suspicious. Oh, boy. I was very suspicious. And they just said, oh, hey, you know, we know who you are. We're proud of our church. We have a great ministry here, all of us. And let them come. That's fine. No big deal. We think your blog is a riot. You know, we know what you're doing, you know, and it's great. So then Nightline called. Just as I was getting over the Globe front page Sunday newspaper article and thinking, God, they put it on the front page. You're kidding me with a really stupid picture of me that the photographer promised me he wouldn't use that because he said, oh, show me a pair of shoes. So I'm going, okay, well, I'm showing you these boots, but you're not going to take a picture of this, right? Oh, no, no, I'm just testing the angles or something. And he absolutely, that's the image that went on the front page. Oh, so then, then the television people call and I'm going, oh, please. Television. Now, I couldn't have more suspicion, you know, for anything. Satan could walk through the door with his big old horns and say, sweetheart, I want to do a story. And I trust him more than, you know, the mainstream media. I'd be like, okay, Satan, you will talk to because I know what you're about. You know, we could do business. But Nightline, oh, God, they're going to do wacky music. And, oh, I was horrified. But again, I went to my people and I said, so Nightline wants to do a segment. And they said, great.